Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, we are talking about the Holy Spirit. We started last week by talking about Pentecost and we're continuing that chat by looking a bit more about how the Holy Spirit enters our life. How do we ask for the Holy Spirit to come and be in our life more? And then what does that mean for our lives? And so I started by saying that because of the Holy Spirit, we're now able to experience God for ourselves. Whereas in an earlier time, people didn't have that privilege. It was really like you went to the high priest and he prayed for you on behalf of, you know, and even though we still ask people to pray for us, it's a different experience because we can have God with us right now living, because of the Holy Spirit, living in our hearts.
Well, personally, I guess you can feel like the experience is different because it's different to how you would normally act.
Mm.
For example, the apostles in the upper room when they were waiting were concerned the soldiers were going to find them, they were going to get crucified like Jesus. And then the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them and they were bold to go out into the marketplace, and their language was changed because different languages were shared by the different apostles, so everybody in the marketplace could understand, because at the time there was different people with from different countries or languages there, and all could understand. And not just that, then the power of the Holy Spirit came upon the other people that they wanted to know more about God and were baptized that day. So the experience is something that you just know it's other than you.
Yeah.
There's just a new dimension to it. I sometimes feel when Holy Spirit's in the room, because it's like you breathe differently. You have goosebumps. You have this sixth sense. There's something other than just you. And the more you mature in your love of God and the knowledge of God and the experience of God, you can sometimes say, hear the Holy Spirit whisper in your conscience.
Yep.
Or you've got that extra dynamic strength that you go, oh my goodness, that's not me. I woke up this morning and I was low, depressed, you know, not coping. And all of a sudden this something's happened, and do you know what I mean? It's so much other.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's different every time.
Yeah.
Or different people.
Oh, yeah, every time and different people. Yes. Okay. Yeah. When the Holy Spirit enters our life, I think then we come to know God as our Father who loves us and cares for us. Like, even though we might not know that that's the Holy Spirit helps us in our relationship with
but
that.
But one of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to reveal the Father to us more. Remind us what Jesus did say. That's his role.
Yeah.
And so sometimes a scripture comes into our mind and we go, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah, I never realized it was like that. Or we hear scripture or read scripture and it's revealed to us what a meaning, a greater meaning that we never saw before. That's the Holy Spirit.
It makes me think, because my next point is we experience God speaking in our heart, teaching us and guiding us. When you talk then about like a scripture might come into your mind, I think learning to be what people would describe as the word sensitive to the Holy Spirit, or listening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, it actually takes practice.
Yes.
Because, and that's not something maybe when I was younger, a earlier baby Christian, I understood so much. It's like this Holy Spirit is this nebulous thing that you can't really grasp. So therefore, how do I make that, how do I use the Holy Spirit in my life? Like, how does that work?
Yes.
But, so that's why I think it takes practice, because let's say a scripture comes into your mind, then you have the decision to make, oh, do I, let's say, rely on that scripture? Do I go with what that's selling me? You know, and when you do that more, you go, you know what? I will. Like, the scripture that always comes to my mind, because it's one of my favorites, is the one in Philippians that talks about do not worry, do not be anxious, but instead pray. There's more to it, but that's it. And so if that scripture came to my mind, then I go, okay, God, the scripture's coming to my mind. I will try to pray about this and I won't worry. And so by doing that more, that's the practice of, oh, okay, maybe you're telling me this, God. And the more you do that, the more you learn when you are hearing the Holy Spirit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think Holy Spirit is surprising.
Hmm.
Can come upon you unexpectedly.
Hmm.
Because he reads our hearts. He knows where we are because he's the part of the Spirit of God.
Hmm.
And so he understands what we need, what encouragement we might need, what words we might need for our lives right now. And just he can speak through other people that then encourages us.
Yeah.
Or I'm not trying to say condemns us, but
convicts us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Points out something that you go, oh, yeah, I was a bit mean then, wasn't I?
Mm, mm.
I shouldn't have been as angry,
mm.
You know, and it's not making us feel bad.
But it's changing saying, the heart, our heart. That's how I yes. see that bit. Yeah.
Well, if his role is to draw us to be holy, like.
That's what he's doing. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Sort of, you know, hey, that's not how you really should act.
Mm.
But encourages us and surprises us so much. Like, think of it's a the gifts.
Mm.
It is a gift. So you all of a sudden he's there and the gift is there and you've got to unwrap it and you go, I wonder what it is, because peace might be there, but peace can be a whole different fraction of mm. peace,
yeah.
of different things. You know, it's not just a one size fits all.
Yeah.
Mm. The dimensions are just way above, and you. But it's when you say it's practice, it's like when I used to be in a choir, and we had this wonderful choir master who knew when you were off key,
mm.
and he'd say, "Stop, stop, stop! You're flat. Now bring the note up a bit, or you're too sharp. Bring the note down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the note was correct, but it was just that bit off."
Yep.
And so you learnt from practice to actually hear when you were not on key.
Hmm.
The note was not correct. Now, it's an ability that you have to learn, and some people have better abilities than others,
yeah.
but we can all learn it a bit.
Hmm.
It's like learning practice of you singing a song and you're in a choir. You've got to be on the beat, hmm. on the tune, and you can – yeah. by practicing, sometimes you're clapping while you're singing to try and – tapping your foot to try and get the – well, the same thing. There's things you can do to practice mm. listening to the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. So how do we release the Holy Spirit in us more? And that's a word people might use, release the Holy Spirit. Or how do we have it alive in us?
So ask. That we are,
yes.
Ask.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't know the next step, then say, you've got to have to guide me, Holy Spirit, because I don't know what else to do. I've asked you.
Mm.
Now guide me. Mm. And he will.
Mm.
He will whisper in your mind, or you'll see a billboard or read something and you'll go, oh, yeah.
Mm.
It's like the light bulb goes on in your mind, in your heart,
mm.
in your actions, in your words. And you go, oh, that's what I should do, or that's how I should act,
mm.
or that's not a good way to live. Just ask mm. first.
I suppose asking then is therefore giving God the invitation.
Permission.
To
yeah.
show you, because yes. he might be there, but he's waiting for that invitation. And when we ask, then we're showing, God, I'm open to this.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then asking for the next steps.
Mm. I think that's a good one, because sometimes you don't know what to do next.
No.
Yeah. I think also praying is very key to that, because – for me, I know if I prayed and I pray about some specific situation, then later in the day when I feel like the Holy Spirit spoken to me, it's because it's often related to something I've talked about in prayer. So there's that connection of God's like, oh, yeah, I'm here, I'm working.
Yeah, I care about your life. Yeah. I care about what you're sharing about.
Yeah.
You know, we have a relationship here.
Mm.
So I am helping you, but maybe there's things behind the scenes that you don't know about that I've had to set up before.
In ready, yeah, preparation. Yes. That's right, yes. But I think prayer is key. And connected to that is that constant conversation with God throughout the day.
Yes.
And then I've put down listen to your conscience, which you talked about just earlier as well.
You hear a whisper in your mind and you go, I didn't say that. Was that God speaking to me? Or did I say that? So you have to discern well. Discerning is it from God or is it from me? Is it from God or is it from somebody else? And if you're not sure, sometimes it's good to go and get wisdom from other people. Other people who've walked longer with the Lord, and they might go, yep, it is God speaking. Go back and listen. Remember Samuel, who heard Samuel, and he runs to Eli priest? And it wasn't Eli who was talking, it was God. But Eli then realized down the track after the third time, God's trying to talk to you, Samuel. Go back and say, speak, Lord, I am listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he had gone to someone wiser. He thought it was Eli calling out.
Right? That's a good point, yeah. And then at the end, I just asked in a heartbeat, asked just those series of questions, you know. Can't lose weight? Ask the Holy Spirit. Can't pay the bills? Ask the Holy Spirit. Can't get along with your spouse? Ask the Holy Spirit. And more my point was not necessarily those specific examples, but was just the Holy Spirit wants to help us and guide us in everything.
Yes.
And I think, I can only talk about myself. I forget that.
And a simple practical thing of I'd like to lose weight and I'm not good because I go and eat the wrong things is like as you go to the fridge and you go to grab that whatever thing that's not good to eat, you hear the Holy Spirit saying, no, that's not good. Grab a piece of fruit instead or a cucumber or whatever, you know. And you learn to listen to that because he can help you in practical things. Everything.
So our weekly challenge for this week is to think about one of those practical areas in your life and to ask the Holy Spirit.
Ask for help.
Yeah. And if you haven't done it before, to ask God to release the Holy Spirit in you, to have the Holy Spirit in you, and then ask for the next steps.
Yes.
Because maybe you don't know what's next. So we hope that you have enjoyed that chat. We hope that it has really blessed you, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Have a great week.